Dick Gregory ran for president in 1968 as a write-in candidate of the Freedom and Peace Party. He is a well-known civil rights activist, and one of his heroes is the abolitionist John Brown. Gregory is the keynote speaker Saturday for John Brown Day 2013.
He is the number one most important human being that ever lived on the planet. And the reason is a white man willing to die to free black folks. And took his sons with him. Now, I will die to liberate black folks, but I'm not taking my grandchildren with me. There's nothing he got out of this. He didn't get money. Wasn't nobody paying money for free Negroes. John Brown, somewhere he picked that sense of humanity up. October the 16th, that's the day that the raid on Harper's Ferry took place. And I go to the courthouse, and I walk down the steps to the street. I turn left and walk two blocks. And I turn right, walk 3.5 blocks to the tree where they hanged him, still there. And I just hugged the tree. And I repeat what John Brown said. They said, "Hey, nigga lover, you got anything to say?" He said, "Yes. What I'm dying for today, if I was doing it in defense of rich white men, I'd be your hero." I said, "Oh, by the way, I talked to God last night. God told me to tell you, you have just missed the last chance to free the Negro slaves with no bloodshed. He also told me to tell you that the Negro slave will be free. It'd be the biggest bloodbath in the history." And 18 months later, the Civil War started. So it was with his action at Harper's Ferry that started the Civil War and changed the whole planet. And so when you stop and think about this man, his humanity, and so that's my feeling. The only thing they taught me when I was little boy, John Brown was crazy.
Mr. Gregory, when I was in school, John Brown was vilified in the history books.
Yep.
And now we have the people who are saying he was not this person that was vilified.
They vilify him more than they do Hitler. The reason is he was just an ordinary person. Didn't have no big company making big money. Just an ordinary person. That's the mentality of the masses of people who ain't got nothing. You had to be crazy. But when the universal God picked you, most of the people that build, and they got children. They let go to war and kill people they don't even know. Drop bones from women and children. He was going to steal 100,000 guns. Now ask yourself, with 26 people, 5 black and the rest white, they can vilify anybody they want. I mean, you got some countries vilify Jesus. You got some vilify Buddha, Muhammad. And so that don't really count. That makes no difference whatsoever.
Do you think that people's perceptions of him changing?
I cannot say that. I can say this. When King was assassinated, he was one of the most hated men on the planet. Why? Because the American press. American press fed that garbage all the way around the world. Now he's the most loved human being on the planet. And so, you know, what John Brown did scared people. They didn't know it. I don't even know if John Brown understood Harper's Ferry. Let me tell you why. Do you know, you mentioned Harper's Ferry, most people don't even know what it means. That's where America manufactured all its rifles, guns, and bullets. 26 people fought them soldiers off for 3 days. That means there was another force in the midst of them. We're talking about military people. here's the other thing. If he would have won, where was he going to put 100,000 rifles? And that's what started the Civil War. Not just the bad white folks that thought slavery was okay, but the white folks that would never own a slave. They thought about 100,000 black folks with rifles. That scared them so bad. That's what tipped off the war. I call him Brother John Brown. There'll come a time when the decent folks will get to talk. And with the news the way it is today, the quickness, the internet, they can't hold it back no more. And so he'll get his just payment even if he don't. I would assume there'll come a day that he'll be the most important person. John Brown's name will be on school. George Washington's name will come out. John Brown never owned slaves. Washington did.
Have you decided what you'll talk about when you're at John Brown's farm?
I'm so wrapped up in my blood with him, I don't need to decide. Once I walk up there, I'll start talking about this man. So I thank you much, ma'am. Thank you much.
Dick Gregory is scheduled to speak at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the John Brown State Historic Site near Lake Placid. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.